One simplistic way to flatten the slope is to stop our higher...
You know, given that the SES performance, educational performance gap and the ESCS slope are indicators of educational inequity, and also given this House's commitment to educational equity, especially where we have stated that, you know, where you start doesn't determine where you end up in life, would MOE consider tracking and targeting these indicators? And if not, why not?
Based on our PISA PISA results, Singapore has a steeper slope representing the association between the socioeconomic status, SES background, and the performance of our students compared to the OECD average and most other systems. This is because while our students from our lower SES homes as a group performed better than their OECD counterparts with similar SES, our students from higher SES homes outperformed their peers by an even larger margin. This differential gives rise to the steeper slope. One simplistic way to flatten the slope is to stop our higher performing students from doing so well. But that is not educationally sound and goes against our education philosophy of helping all students to develop to their full potential. MOE is committed to uplifting students who need more help without capping the potential of those who can excel. We do so through targeted measures, such as providing additional support to students who come from lower income households or who have higher needs, including school-based after-school programs for students from more challenging home environments. We will continue to watch this trend and this indicator closely as part of a suite of overall indicators that we use when assessing the overall educational outcomes for our students. I think on the first comment, my assurance is that we want to make sure that all Singaporean students have as much access to opportunities as possible, regardless of socioeconomic statuses.